details now on that Syrian story we've been reporting all morning long. There's a deadline, but it's hard to know what to make of it. The Arab League has given President Bashar al-Assad until tomorrow to end his month-long bloody crackdown on protesters, to allow a monitoring team into the country where demonstrators have been calling for the resignation of Assad since last January. A deadline, but all we have to go on are images like this one. We got that from the Associated Press. It's supposedly a video showing shouting in a large explosion, amateur video talking about a protest in the city of Hama in Syria. And we've had similar images from all over the country over the past several months. To date, the United Nations estimates that the Assad regime is responsible for the deaths of up to 3,500 citizens since the uprisings began. We're joined by Ribal al-Assad. Ribal is the first cousin of Bashar al-Assad. He is the founder and director for the Organization for Democracy and Freedom in Syria. Mr. Assad is in exile in London. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you, sir.
I have to ask you, with all of those disturbing numbers and the images that you and all of us have seen coming out of your country, what has the name Assad done to the nation of Syria for two generations now?
I think we've been calling on the regime now for a long time, since I was running the Arab News television channel since 97, that the regime needed to move towards democracy. And they haven't listened, and this is where they are at today. And since the crackdown started, and since the revolution started, actually, over 7 months ago, I've called on the regime to move towards democracy right away, towards national dialogue, and they haven't done any of this. I think they have talked a lot about reforms, but we haven't seen anything until today. All what we have seen is more crackdown, more violence, more killing, and we have seen that this regime cannot be trusted. They have agreed on certain steps with the Arab League nearly 3 weeks ago. They haven't implemented any of that, and we have all seen where it's taking them to. Now they are given, they have extended, to three days, giving them more time. And I don't think that the regime is going to answer the to the Arab League or anyone else.
We're talking to Ribal. Hold on 1 second, sir. Ribal al-Assad is the founder and director for the Organization for Democracy and Freedom in Syria. He's the first cousin of Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria. And Bashar's father and Ribal's father diverged over the question of democracy in Syria years ago. Ribal al-Assad is in exile in London, where he's speaking to us this morning. Ribal al-Assad, if you were in power in Damascus, what would you do differently? And I'm not sympathetic to Bashar al-Assad, but he's a member of a religious minority, a Ba'athist party, which is also a minority, surrounded by ethnic divisions and people who are inclined to take revenge on the Alawites. What would you do differently?
Well, first of all, they should have seen that their interest as a minority it is to have democracy, as it was the interest in Lebanon, as it is now in Iraq. That's the only way to protect all minorities, because all citizens that, under democracy, they all are protected under the rule of law. They are all equal under the rule of law. And by ruling this way for the past 40 years, this is what brought us to where we are today. I mean, you cannot have a country under an iron fist for so long. And but I would like to clarify one thing. A lot of people in the opposition are blaming the Alawites, which are not responsible for anything. Actually, the regime has been oppressing the Alawites more than anybody else. They have, for example, the Alawites, when they get arrested, nobody is allowed to ask about them. Nobody is allowed to, from their families, to go visit them. They are not even taken to court, unlike other Syrian citizens. So a lot of people think that the Alawites have had advantages from the regime, which they didn't at all. The only thing that all minorities today are, scared of is to have a post-government settlement that is not all-inclusive one, where all the people, Ba'athists and minorities and others, would not be included.
Well, but there is another fear, though, and it's one that al-Assad's regime keeps raising, which is, both Russia and Turkey seem to agree that they're seeing the hints of a civil war in Syria, and many people are worried that if Assad did step down, there would be a power vacuum in Syria that would lead to chaos.
Of course, but the regime wanted that. You see, the regime worked hardly on that from the beginning, because the people around Bashar, the ones who have interest in the who have stakes in that regime, they are very worried that Bashar moves towards reforms. They are worried because they would lose their interest. There would be trials for all the atrocities they have been committing, for the corruption, for the tortures they have been committing for the past years, and they do not want any change. So they have preferred to go down this road and have a civil, go down the road of civil or sectarian war, so that, they think that the international community would come and talk to them to calm things down.
Then, Rebal al-Assad, would you bring into the government the defectors and the armed members of the military who have gone over to the opposition side and the groups that are calling for the downfall of the regime? Would you bring them into the government?
I mean, everybody has to be included in the future government of Syria. Everybody, you cannot exclude anyone. If you want a peaceful transitional change, you have to include everybody.
So you believe that what's going on,
it doesn't belong just to one sect or one religion or one ethnicity. It belongs to everybody.
Under a minute. So you believe that what's going on in Egypt could be the path for Syria?
It's impossible. I say we don't want, nobody in Syria wants to move a dictatorship to be replaced by theocracy. It's impossible, and it won't work in Syria. Syria, I told you, is more similar to Iraq and Lebanon, and it's very different from Egypt and Northern Africa.
Well, thanks for that discussion. Rebal al-Assad is the first cousin of Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria. He's the founder and director for the Organization for Democracy and Freedom in Syria, calling for democracy over two generations in his side of the Assad family. Rebal, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, sir.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.